Morning, Nicole.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Oops, there are no ladies. My name is Nicole Bard, for the record. I'm here to represent also Mary Lou Wilson, who is with me in the gallery, and Larry Huddleston, who hopefully is on Zoom. We have recently been made aware of some information about Stericycle's material handling process that concerns us as Story County residents. We have content experts who have told us that the fly ash and bottom ash, which is the residual from burning the waste at Stericycle, is extremely hazardous. Specifically, all the pollutants identified in the stack gas emissions will also be present and concentrated in the fly ash residue. Any unreacted or partially reacted pharmaceuticals, trace chemo agents, partially combusted plastics, and their byproducts, as well as polyaromatic hydrocarbons, will be in that solid waste. When we received the Stericycle, when we reviewed the Stericycle SUP documents from the Planning Commission meeting, as well as the NDEP document that is available online, we found that there's no mention as to the hazardous nature of the ash residue, and so we decided to ask some questions. In both documents, Stericycle does mention dealing with ash residue char by quenching it in water, storing it suspended in water, and then disposing of it in a landfill. Our concern is with the handling, storing, and disposal of hazardous residue, especially the potential for leakage into the ground and into our common water source. It is our understanding that when bottom ash or char comes out of the incinerator, it is placed into a water bath for cooling and then retrieved for disposal using some automated device. We are concerned about where that cooling water goes when evaporated or emptied. We are especially concerned about about overflows, cracks in the containment vessels, and possible leaching into the ground. And speaking with NDEP, who were kind enough to answer our preliminary questions about Stericycle, they state that while their air quality permit was approved, the solids permit is currently under review and not yet approved. They also confirmed that the ash and residual can be toxic. While their answers are fairly complete and they seem to be from the Stericycle application, there's still no mention of the use of water in the process from Stericycle. NDEP's response specifies that the ash residue can only be disposed of in a landfill that takes hazardous materials. In calling Stericycle directly, they downplayed the ash as, quote, it's like what you have in your fireplace, unquote, based on what we know to be true and what's also in the NDEP documents. We know that this isn't true and that this is a disturbing answer. Additionally, the Stericycle contact said that they would put the ash residue, they do put the ash residue in water that evaporates, and then they refill it to keep it filled. This contact also stated that they thought that they would be using the Lockwood landfill to dispose of the potentially toxic ash. We asked for more detail from the Stericycle representative and waiting for a call back. Our conversations with the Lockwood Waste Management indicate that they are not a hazardous waste site. They were not aware of the potential toxicity of the ash residue and char, and that they would not accept it if it is a toxic material. Hopefully the county building inspectors are working with NDEP on the unique building requirements for both air and water. We assume that the TRI-GID understands what measures to put into place to mitigate any of the three potential pollutant streams, such as residue fly ash and the direct stack emissions, including particulates, if they happen to make their way into the sewer system and the environment. We will be sending follow-up questions to NDEP regarding the use of water in the process, to the safeguards that will be in place to ensure that there are no spills, and requesting that they tell us the specifics of the monitoring plan for Stericycle, specifically how much is self-reporting and what the testing frequency is. NDEP will be taking public comments during the permitting process for solids, and we'll also be attending those meetings. We're just here to give you a heads up as to our activities and our concerns. I'll give you a copy of what I just read, and I'm also attaching to it an air analysis that is required, or an analysis that will look like what I'm going to hand you of what a landfill requires if you're going to want to dump things in their landfill. But it's also whatever's in the air is going to be in that ash will be in that water. So you can assume that if there's overflow in the factory of water and it goes down the sewer, it's going to make its way to the TRIGID. I'm also including for you the exact responses that we got from NDEP.
Appreciate your comments. Thank you very much.
We don't expect a response. You have any questions?
I don't have any questions at the moment. Commissioner Mitchell, anything?
Thank you for sharing this.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.